Precipitation across the Midwest wound down yesterday and overnight, and it looks like a dry day or two is in front of most of the region now, and temperatures will continue to be unseasonably warm. Moisture totals yesterday, early in the day, ranged upwards to more than 3/4 of an inch in a couple of locations in northwestern Ohio and in east central portions of Michigan. A lot of the precipitation, though, from Minnesota to Ohio was lighter than that, running mostly a few hundredths of an inch up to a couple of tenths of an inch. The moisture was welcome. Temperatures were fairly warm across the region. In fact, it looks like the high temperatures yesterday were running basically in the 40s and 50s in the far north, while 60s and 70s were common in the southern two-thirds of the Midwest, and extremes over 80 degrees were noted in several locations from southwestern Illinois back to parts of Kansas. The weather will continue unseasonably warm for the next several days. Most of the Midwest will likely continue to experience this anomalous weather pattern, at least for the next 4 or 5 days. The high temperatures this afternoon, again, will be in the 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the west and southern parts of the region, while temperatures in the 50s and 60s occur across the Great Lakes region. Tomorrow will be equally warm, in fact, warmer for the Great Lakes region, where temperatures in the 60s and 70s will occur up there. That will still continue with 70s and lower 80s in the rest of the region, and that will likely continue without any disruption all the way into Saturday. A storm system is likely to come into the plains starting on Sunday going into Monday. This will likely generate some cooling tendencies out there in the High Plains region, but sets the stage for perhaps a severe weather outbreak. A cold pool of air aloft is supposed to build into the southwestern United States over the next several days, and if that indeed occurs and it can hold together for a long enough period of time, it will help to generate a considerable amount of rainfall across some areas from the Texas low plains and central portions of Texas crop country in general, northward into central and eastern Nebraska. This will occur again at the end of the weekend or early next week. It's too far out in time right now to have a lot of confidence, but the setup looks very good. With all the warmth, we're going to have destabilization in the atmosphere. There's an influx of moisture coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, and a few spotty showers will occur over the next several days. So everything's there that's needed, but we do have to make sure that cold pocket is present in the southwestern states for this weekend. All right, back in the heart of the Midwest, though, we are going to see a few showers and thunderstorms occur as we go forward through the next few days, but a lot of the precipitation is just not going to be very significant. I would say probably Wednesday afternoon into Friday will probably be the period when we'll see these showers most often, and they'll be focused on the southern and eastern parts of the Midwest. Moisture totals in most cases will be held to a generally light range. I would be surprised to see anybody pick up on more than 3/4 of an inch of moisture for the entire period, with most of that occurring near the Ohio River. And most everybody will see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5/10 of an inch. The precipitation, again, just kind of keeps the temperatures down a little bit across the region. These will be spotty showers, so not everybody will be impacted. The low temperatures at night, by the way, as we go forward through this period of time, will be relatively warm also. A lot of 40 and 50 degree lows expected. We'll probably see a few upper 20s and 30s in the extreme northernmost parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.